The Cuz, Anthony Gargano, brought to us by the Tropicana Casino, all new Tropicana Casino and Resort in Atlantic City. Visit Tropicana.net for details. Of course, he runs the morning show and keeps everybody in line. He is the great Cuz. So what's up, Ant?
No.
All right.
No.
Let me repeat.
You're out of your mind.
For the people, all right, hold on a second. For the people that don't know what we're talking about, I proposed early in the show, the start of the show, if the trade for the Sixers has to include Covington, Dario, and Fultz for Kawhi Leonard, are you doing it? And if the Phillies have to include Sixto and Kingery, plus other prospects, for Machado, would you do it? You give a double no. Explain why.
No.
Go ahead, explain why. So you seem to be afraid to win then.
No, I'm not afraid to win.
All right.
Listen, I'm trying to be smart. I'm trying to
okay,
be
okay. Yeah.
All right? So take the Phillies first.
Mm-hmm.
One, the Yankees are not going to sign Machado long term. They're not going to sign him long term. And the Phillies...
Why not? Why wouldn't the Yankees sign him long term?
Because they have Aguilar at third, and they have Didi at short. And they have Torres, and they have Torres at second. They have like two real. Mm-hmm. Andujar and Torres are two. Gleyber Torres are two young studs that they control, so they don't need to do that. The Phillies have the money to go out and outbid the Yankees for them.
Yeah, I don't think anybody outbids the Yankees, but I get your point about them having you guys there. They would replace Didi Gregorius in a New York second.
Okay, I hear you. But my point is that if you're looking at what you're paying everybody else, you don't need to pay Machado that. And by the way, even if they're going to go to a certain threshold, the Phillies can go beyond the threshold for Machado. And I believe that John Middleton will do that. I believe that Middleton will not get outbid. Mm-hmm. For Machado.
All right, so again, you love this process. So the Phillies, you know the Phillies can't win this year without getting Machado, right?
Are they going to win anything?
Well, with Machado, they're in first place. They're in first place. I know to you and I, they don't look like a World Series team, but if they get another bat in the lineup, and I've heard you say they need another bat.
They definitely need another bat. I agree, but I'm not giving up a two really good prospects for a rental when I know I can get the guy. I believe I can get the guy.
I am worried about now, Anthony.
You're not winning
I don't want to just wipe that prospect out. I think they can win if they get Machado.
I don't believe they can win it right now. You're going to tell me that who's their number two down the stretch? You know that firsthand.
No, listen, I get you. This is a weird year where the Phillies can make the case with Machado, they can win the National League.
I don't think they can.
Right.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can win this year.
All right.
You were never supposed to win this year.
I don't want to give up on that prospect. So I don't care about prospects because I don't want to give up on the prospect of winning.
And I got news for you. If this was next year when they're better suited to win, I would agree with you. But they're not. Like, if this is a situation where they were going to add Cliff Lee or Halliday at the deadline, and they were poised right now to go win it, I would agree with you.
How many prospects have you seen be untouchable for the Phillies?
Listen, it's irrelevant to the conversation.
No, it isn't, because my point is that most of the time they won't turn out. Most of the time they won't.
Just because an organization doesn't have a lot. Sometimes they do. It's Cole Hamels. Would have been smart to say Cole Hamels?
I counter your Cole Hamels with Kyle Drabek and Dom Brown.
Yeah, all right. You're right. Not every prospect works out. I'm not arguing that. But your point is that they never work out. And I just...
I'm not saying they never work out. Listen, if you trade Sixto Sanchez and he becomes a star player in the league...
You want to do him and Kingery.
Yes.
You want to trade him and Kingery.
Yeah, because, what do you see in Kingery?
I think he could be a good ball player.
You do, huh? Did you hear the stats that we put out there?
Yeah, I heard him. I watch the kid every day.
All right, okay.
He needs to play... First of all, he needs one position.
Uh-huh.
He needs to settle in one position.
Okay. Is he better than the guy they currently have there?
Well, I mean, the guy is more proven. But that guy strikes out a lot. I know Jason loves him, Cesar.
Uh-huh.
But at some point, I think Kingery will be better than them.
Okay. All right. So you're afraid to give away Kingery also?
Well, you want to trade it. You want to trade Kingery.
Sixto and Kingery and other prospects. Yes. Yes. Because I want to win. I've changed my mindset. I'm not waiting anymore.
Well, so you believe that their pitching staff, as is good enough to go win?
No, I don't believe that. But I look around the National League and I go, okay, there really isn't an A team anymore in this National League. The Cubs are better. Milwaukee's probably better. But I think if you add a 300 hitter in your lineup with pop, that changes the whole landscape.
Yeah, now you have one really great hitter.
Yeah, but it makes everybody else around that hitter better.
Okay, well, I mean, so Santana won't be hitting 219.
All right, let's go to the Sixers because I know
I'm not trading Fultz.
You're not trading Fultz. I thought Dario would be the one that would stop you.
No, listen, I'm not in love with doing that Dario deal for Leonard.
Yeah,
but you know, like I understand your point. Now you want to throw Fultz?
Yeah,
and Dario.
Yeah, because I got a bad feeling about Fultz.
I got a better feeling about
you. Do how come I can't see a video of the kid shooting a basketball and it's got to be edited?
You talk to people that are with patches that know patches well.
Yeah.
You know, the Fultz is on his way.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Here's my one thing that I will bet anything that next year they land a premier free agent.
Next year. What am I supposed to do this year?
I know. I mean,
am I supposed to pick my nose?
Maybe the deadline. You go with Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. Or who's the best possible guy, or DeRozan.
Well, if you get Kawhi Leonard at the trading deadline, you're then taking what you had as a starting lineup for half a season that may have achieved, and you're tossing that away. You got to do it now. I'm a now guy, Anthony. I have changed.
I know, but again, you can't forsake the future for now. And the
I am forsaking future. Future means nothing to me. I could die tomorrow.
You're not, God forbid, and you didn't expect. Stop talking about dying. Hey, stop it. You're already, all right?
I got a curved spine. I got four days left.
Stop.
Go on.
You got a very...
Tell him, man.
Yeah. I got a curvature in the spine. That's why I shrunk.
I need you around.
All right.
I can't lose my man.
All right. By the way, tonight's Phillies lineup is out. Trevor Plouffe is your three hitter and right fielder tonight. Trevor Plouffe is playing right field. He's never played right field ever. He's never played right field ever in his life, and he's hitting three. And Kingery's hitting five. Now, can you explain to me why Kingery's hitting five and Franco's buried?
I don't know. Listen, Nat led off.
Yeah, I
know. The game had Nat lead off. I can't explain that.
Yeah. All right.
I agree with you. You're right about Franco. Like, if he's with you, until you move him, you got to give him every chance to bust out. And batting him eighth is not
good. Yeah, well, they moved him up to seventh tonight because they got Altair playing center field tonight. Altair.
188.
Yeah, Altair's hit eight. But Arrieta's pitching tonight. See, this is what I mean. I need to have Machado in this lineup here.
I need
it desperately.
You just got to give me one more season.
Okay.
No, I can't do it. One more.
I'm telling you, I'm on borrowed time. All right, listen, I got one more question for you here. And it's Chase Utley. He's at a press conference today. And apparently the speculation is that he's going to announce that at the end of the year he retires. Hall of Famer or not?
No.
Interesting. Now, why is he not a Hall of Famer?
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
Well, I don't originally, but then I saw this stat where there are only four other second basemen that have 250 home runs and 280 average. So I don't know, maybe.
Was he 272?
Yeah, and he's got 1,800 hits, 1,880 hits.
Yeah, I mean, like to me, he just falls short.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I love the guy, but
I know you do love him. I'm surprised that most of the people that love him go absolutely Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think he was the consummate ball player. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Papa John's name is off the stadium in Louisville.
Good.
There you go.
Get his name off.
You're going to call Bobby Petrino Stadium.
Yeah. We're going to do a Metagon pizza.
Yeah, all right. You listened to that yesterday?
I heard y'all cracked up laughing.
The Metagon pizza. The Metagon pizza or the Greek pizza. It's also, you know how you get the little shops, they're usually on the main line, the Greek pizza. Nothing against the Greek pizza, except it's not Italian pizza.
No, but you can tell by the crust.
Right. Any crust that makes your hand greasy is not good.
Right, and the sauce or the gravy is
right.
Sweet.
Exactly. Too much sugar in it.
Yeah, you can't put the sugar in
it. No, you can't. All right, brother, listen, great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother.
There he is, Anthony Gargano, and he's brought to us by the all-new Tropicana Casino and Resort in Atlantic City. Visit Tropicana.net for details. We're coming back with this, and don't forget, in the 4 o'clock hour, Brian Westbrook. And in that 4 o'clock hour, we're going to have Ben Simmons, shooting coach. You worked with him last year. At 4:30, we'll have, his name is James Clark. So we'll talk to James about the shot of Ben Simmons and about what he thinks about Ben Kendall, maybe. Throw that in.